Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat movie film, what is the title of this movie again? Borat's subsequent movie film is streaming now on Amazon as of October 23rd. I saw the movie. A lot of us have. We've been talking a little bit about it. You probably know the conceit for the Borat movies. There's this disarmingly moronic Kazakh journalist traveling America, encountering people and telling stories. It has a little political heft this time. They timed it to come out just before the election. Mike Pence does not look so good in it, although he's really just the figurative target of this movie. Borat is trying to deliver his daughter as a gift to the vice president. Rudy Giuliani is the one who really takes it in the shorts, pun intended. But the big question is, how do those normal Americans find themselves in the movie? In this scene, Borat goes to a PMS center in Atlanta, Georgia, a pack mail shipping place where they've got fax machines and things like that. And so he stumbles in there and encounters the guy that runs this fax store, this shipping place, and he wants to send a fax.
I need to make a contact with my premier, Nazarbayev. I must inform him of some news.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Sup. S-U-P.
That it? Mm. Okay. He sent you back, he said S-U-P with a question mark after it. Sup?
Ah, can you answer him? Chilling.
C-H-I-L-L-I.
It gets worse after that. Later in the movie, where things go badly for Borat's scheme, he has to exchange messages with his contact back in Kazakhstan.
Please make facsimile of this. Premier Nazarbayev, I have unfortunate news. Michael Pence did not accept her as a gift. Yours, Borat, and then put sad face.
Sad face. Okay. Return immediately to die in excruciating pain. You will be tied to two cows who will face Uzbeks. Uzbeks will be enticed away with money, and cows will follow to eat turnips, ripping you apart.
So that's bad news for Borat. The guy that's reading him those texts is on the phone line. How about that? So please welcome Alan Smith. He is the owner of that PMS center in Atlanta, Georgia. Alan, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm so glad you were able to join us. You know, sometimes people in these movies come across as people who have various traits or characteristics that we don't like. You're one of the rare people that is exposed, if you will, in a Borat movie who is a good guy. I think people like you in this movie.
The people I've talked to, they all said I had a good part in it. I didn't get embarrassed.
No, right, right.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because what if you'd said or done something, he would have exposed you for your worst traits, tendencies, or thoughts. The camera's rolling, but what we have here is just a guy who's not judging, just trying to help. What were you thinking when you were reading that text back to him that the cows are going to pull him apart in excruciating pain? What was your thought when you were reading that to the Borat character?
What am I getting myself into?
Did you think it was real, or did you think this is a joke?
It was told to me as a documentary for Russians coming to America. And it was going to probably be shown in Russia and maybe here in Georgia and Florida.
What would the documentary be about? What was the idea of that?
For Russians wanting to come to the United States and how they could communicate with others. And
I see. So it had been maybe an instructional film or documentary for Russians coming to the U.S., and so that's why this guy's English is bad and he's kind of bumbling, huh?
Yeah.
And you signed a waiver before all of this happened, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have a couple more questions about that, including what was your reaction to the film then when you saw it? Let's just pause for one more minute. We'll pick it up here in a minute. This is WGN. Alan Smith is the owner of one of those stores the Borat bumbles into. It's called Packing, Mailing, and Shipping, PMS, in Atlanta, Georgia. Ella, go ahead and bring him up. So, Alan, when you when they came to your store, over the course of the movie, Borat comes and goes. As you know, his escapades are going back and forth. He keeps sending messages at your place. Did they come back and forth at your store on different days, or did they shoot it all in one day?
They came in. They told me they needed my store from about 8:30 to 12. I shot a bunch of shots in there, and then they told me that they liked the way I was reacting on camera, and they said, can they have it till 3 o'clock? They wanted to shoot some other scenes and have me in there. So they shot all the scenes in that day, and then I did some voiceovers about 3 or 4 different times.
Do you get paid to be in the movie?
Yes.
Much?
Not much.
You don't have to tell us, but can you tell us?
No.
Okay. Well, that's none of my business. But when you signed the waiver, did you read the waiver? Was it long? Did it look scary or complicated? Because that's how they get people. My understanding is when you sign a waiver, you pretty much sign away your rights. Borat's getting sued again, and he always gets sued. But he always wins. The movies keep coming out. So the whole business of people agreeing to be in the movies is kind of intriguing. What was that like, Alan?
It was fine. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I signed the waiver there. It was at a time when the coronavirus is just starting and business had dropped off, and I was hoping it would be a shot in the arm. And it has been a shot in the arm. I've had a lot of people come in the store just because they had seen the movie, and they put me on the front page of the Noonan Times Herald down here. And I've had people as far away as Massachusetts come in, want a T-shirt.
Well,
so I think it's overall for me, it's been a helpful thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. How many pages was that waiver?
I think it was 2.
Yeah, so a bunch of legal language. None of us reads those things. You signed it and gave it back to them, huh?
Yes.
Was there a whole film crew, and do they kind of hide? Because in your case, again, you're not some buffoon who's saying something awful where they might want to be sneaky about it. I suppose they were right out front, huh?
Yeah, they were all out there. Just about every scene was in the same area, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so they had about 8 crew there and about 4 directors. And I shut the store down for that period of time.
Yeah, yeah. But so while you're doing this, you didn't know who Borat was, right? You had no clue, right?
I really didn't. They came in, they contacted me in September of last year and wanted to know if they could do a scene here, you know. Mm-hmm. And I told them that I couldn't do anything till about February. And I figured that would be the last I heard of them. And then they come back to me in February. And my assistant manager was here, Bill, and they showed us a bunch of pictures and said, do you know these people here? My helper, Bill, he knew about 8 out of 10 people that he is because he watches TV a lot. I don't watch TV a lot. I knew about 2 of them, so I was elected to get the part.
Right. I wonder why they chose you. Go ahead. Finish that thought.
I knew. He looked familiar,
yeah,
but I couldn't put a name with his face.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you really did think he was a bumbling Kazakhstani journalist making this movie to help Russians emigrating to the United States, and here's how maybe it would work at a fax machine, or at least they were talking to you and so forth. Yeah.
One of the things they said was that Russia was paying for the film.
That's not true, though. I mean, it's funny. A lot of the things they say, like, okay, just say in your case here, they said everything they told you is not true. And then suppose you had been exposed for something awful, which happens in these films left and right. Although, really, it's funny, isn't it, that some of the people were exposed for being bigoted or racist or indifferent to the fact that a little girl is being caged also seem to have some warm sides, too. People are complicated. The black woman in the movie who realizes that this one girl is being given as a gift and is being held in a cage, she also has redeeming moments in the movie, right? But I guess the point of my question is that you sign away your rights to this, and you're kind of at their mercy then, aren't you?
Yes. But I consider myself being blessed and lucky, and it's really helped my business here.
Let me ask you this. Did they give you lines to say?
They told me, give me the lines to say, and I said the lines, and then we would get the faxes. I would send the fax to Russia, which it actually went to Russia, because one of the things they asked me was to have my fax machine, that it would go to Russia, you know?
Yeah.
Which made it seem a little more real.
Yeah.
And I said, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would read what they would come back with.
So those were your own words. I mean, you were reading their lines, but all of the interaction, all of the conversation you had with Borat was real, was natural. That was just you talking, right?
They were just real and natural.
Yeah. All right. And then all of that transpired over the course of just a few hours, right? Like, you'd send the fax back to Russia, and then Russia would fax back. That all happened pretty quickly.
It would usually take, sometimes I would fax it and it'd take 30 seconds to come back. Sometimes it'd take 2 minutes to come back.
Yeah. Huh. And so.
And naturally, they make it look like it's only seconds, you know.
And one last thing then, when you were reading that one, Elif, play the second soundbite again where the fax comes back. It's going to go badly for our little friend Borat here.
Please make facsimile of this. Premier Nazarbayev, I have unfortunate news. Michael Pence did not accept her as a gift. Yours, Borat, and then put sad face.
Sad face. Okay. Return immediately to die in excruciating pain. You will be tied to two cows who will face Uzbeks. Uzbeks will be enticed away with money, and cows will follow to eat turnips, ripping you apart.
So, like, you didn't say, gee, I'm sorry to hear about that, Borat. Why didn't you lend him a hand there? Hide him in the basement or something, Alan?
Oh, I would just figured if they wanted me to say something, that they would tell me something or add to it, and they didn't tell me to add anything to it, and I had to read it about four times before I could get it right. I mean, so it was sort of shocking.
Probably the fact that you didn't say anything makes it funnier and maybe even more real. I mean, that was that's you. Okay, well,
and I've had a lot of people from all over the country call me and said they've seen it and they like my part.
Well, I'm glad that you were you in that movie, and I'm glad that you gave us some of your time today. If I'm ever in Atlanta, I'm going to ship, pack, or mail something from your store. Okay,
I appreciate it, and I look forward to serving you.
I knew you would say that. By the way, Alan, if I want to get a T-shirt with your store on there, how do I do that?
Just call me at this number here.
Of course. Well, that's what we'll do then. All right, Alan Smith, owner of PMS Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.